Well, it looks like we got everybody here, so let's go ahead and get things started, guys. So,
Okay.
open up the work session for the Terrebonne Sanitary District, March 5th, 2026. And I guess we just get going, right? You don't have to
Yeah.
do a pledge or anything like that. Get going, right?
Yeah.
Oops. I was getting feedback there. Would it be more convenient, Katie, for me to run through the agenda, or are you prepared to be able to do that?
I kind of know what the agenda is, so I can tell you what, like, Eileen was going to speak first,
Okay. Well, welcome, Eileen.
and
Thank
then
you.
Ryan afterwards.
Okay, so I guess let's, for Eileen's benefit, let's do introductions and stuff like that. And I'll start off with, my name's Tim Brown. I'm the president of the sanitary district, and I've been in this through the start, as well as I'm a property owner in the area, so I have vested interest in seeing this happen as well.
Hi, Eileen.
Let's go.
I'm Kristen Yurden. I'm the treasurer for the Terrebonne
Hi.
Sanitary District. Very nice to meet you, and thank you for coming today. And I also own property in Terrebonne, so also a vested interest.
Great. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
My name's Guy Vernon. I'm a board member. I own a mobile home park there in Terrebonne, some development property, and I think, well, my son and I were the ones that kind of originated this project in 2019. Yeah, been involved with Terrebonne since 1992.
Oh, nice to meet you. My name is Katie Stratton, and I'm on the board as a secretary. And thank you again, Eileen, for joining us today. We're intrigued and happy to hear what you have to offer and say to us. So I thank you for that. And I actually live in Terrebonne, so I'm a resident of that area.
Great. Nice to meet you in person. And
Yeah,
you
nice
and
to meet you.
you and Guy I've emailed with, but I haven't actually met you, so this is nice.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
That
I think,
everybody? Is and it is Ryan your engineer of record, or is he hoping to be your engineer of record?
I have been the engineer of record for about since the beginning.
Okay.
We competed for the project under the county. So, like I mentioned, they put a petition before the commissioners asking for funding for a feasibility study. The county then found funding for that feasibility study, and we competed for that and won that contract. And then ARPA, COVID happened, then ARPA and money raining from the sky. And then so we were able, they were able to justify several amendments to our contract since then. And so now we're at a point of having 90% plans completed, and Kristen's secured funding to finish it up. And so that's one of the questions we hope to get into, is how to justify a direct appointment if they can, to get that design work done. So sorry, lots of background. I've been kind of the consultant team lead, not just for engineering, but also financial, legal. We hired an attorney in the previous phase as a sub consultant, Jordan Ramis, and then Linda as well. So it's a little different structure now that the district has its own funds and has contracts with the
Okay,
county. And
great.
I would like to mention that there was no district in the beginning. It was just an idea. The contracts didn't, the sanitary district didn't exist, so it couldn't hire an engineer. And so it was done through the county to get it going. And through that process, we learned that we would have to form a district. My naive thought was that the county would build the sewer and maintain it, but
But no.
that's not how it works. So yeah, that's how
How?
I kind of got into this deal of the county hiring parametrics, They paid them to do a number of things that were outside the original scope. Isn't that true, Ryan?
More or less.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, I mean, the
One.
engineering didn't have anything to do with the annexation and some of the other problems that conflicts with the water district. And then we had some objections to, we had to have a vote, right? And you were part of that too, right? And so the original scope got expanded far beyond just what Parametrics had proposed to do. And so then we ended up with a shortfall of money.
So when was the district actually formed officially? Date? What year?
2 years ago.
2 years. So we're looking at 2024 then. Welcome to the family. Well, just by way of introduction, some of you I've either talked with on the phone already or emailed briefly with, but thanks for inviting me. My name is Eileen Akins. I'm an attorney. I had my own small firm, Northwest Local Government Legal Advisors, for about 20 years. But at beginning in January, I became a partner at the law firm of Cable Houston, which is located in Portland, and they have a decent sized local government practice. So we've been talking for a while, so I'm really happy to have joined them and deepened the bench a bit in terms of what I could do by myself. That shift is new, but I'm excited about going forward with them. I have been, just by way of background, my special district's background, when I first came out of law school, or this is, well, let me just start from the beginning. I graduated from law school in 1994. Oregon was in a recession at that time. Jobs were hard to come by. And what I ended up doing to help support myself and my loans was I took a job at the Special Districts Association of Oregon, which I had never heard of. But my background was in communications and public relations. That was my career before law school. And they needed someone to be their education and publications director. So, planning the annual conference, planning training sessions, putting out the newsletter, all that kind of stuff. That was what I did for them for almost 5 years. So, if you've been to the SDAO annual conference yet, that used to be something that I was in charge of. It's still a very good conference, despite my not doing it anymore. Then in that process, I met the attorney who at that time was kind of the elder statesman of local government, who was Andy Jordan, who is the original principal in Jordan Ramis. And I actually went to work at that firm, Andy and I were the local government practice at that firm for 6.5 years. I was newly divorced and newly pregnant when I started there as an associate, and I managed to make it work for 6 years. And then it got to the I made junior partner there, and then they it got to the point where I just couldn't give them what they needed and also be the kind of mom I needed to be. So they wished me well, and I went out and hung out my own shingle. And at that point, I had three or four local government clients. And in the 20 years since I've been doing this on my own, I now have over 100, most of which are special districts, small-ish ones like yourselves. And it's work that I enjoy very much. And I do, some of you, I don't know if I've met you yet. I typically do trainings. SDAO pays me to go around the state and train people on special district stuff. So I might have met some of you in that context. This is the work that I do. So, and in that role, I don't you I can would it be helpful for you and me to kind of tick through kind of the normal scope of stuff that I do, or do you want to just kind of do a little Q&A
Sure.
instead? Yeah.
Whatever best gets you up to speed, and any questions you want to ask about background or anything like that, it's awesome.
Okay.
So.
Sure. Typical kinds of things that I do are just kind of fall into the general counsel category. In that sense, public records, public meetings, public contracting, public official ethics, elections. I do special district formations. I help communities with forming forming districts, dissolving districts, all those boundary change things, mergers, consolidations, etc. Drafting ballot titles, pretty much all of the kind of the general nuts and bolts stuff that you do as kind of general governance, drafting ordinances, preparing resolutions, providing general guidance to the board. And do you guys have staff? Do you have a manager, or is it currently just the board? You're
The
laughing.
board.
Is that like a loaded question?
We with Linda and Katie's help, Katie being part of the board, Linda being a consultant to the board, and obviously Ryan as well, just kind of fumbling through it. We're not supposed to be doing the work. We're supposed to have staff, but we got no money, so we got no staff.
Well, you'll get there. You'll get there. And you're not alone in the sense that if many of the small districts who can't yet afford staff are the board members do it. So I appreciate the fact that you're willing. My usual MO, I believe you guys signed and returned the engagement letter. That's our legal contract. So basically, you call me when you need me or email me when you need me. You pay me for whatever time I spend working for you. It's not exclusive. If you need to engage other lawyers, that's fine too. There are some areas that I will try to confer with others on. I used to have to refer it out, but now I could probably keep it inside my firm. And those areas include fairly complex employment matters. You don't have to worry about that if you don't have any employees. I can do basic, preparation of manuals and, basic hiring and firing advice. But when it comes to, if you guys ever got sued in an employment context, I would associate with somebody who does that specifically, because that could be a very complicated area. Similarly, I don't personally litigate. If you need to sue someone or they sue you, I will associate with someone who litigates. And has that takes a certain set of skills that I never I was a mock trial regional champion in law school, and that was the last time that I had any interest in learning and doing litigation. It is not doesn't suit my temperament. I certainly am there to help guide that process, and if necessary. And then there are other very specialized things like bond counsel, which you would, have to get someone specifically doing that. But most of your day-to-day operational stuff, my usual MO is I prefer to have the board decide who the primary contact will be for me. It tends to work best that it be the board chair, but it doesn't have to be. In many of my districts, it's the board chair for board related things and the manager for management related things. But in your case, it'll probably just be the board chair or whomever the board appoints to be the primary contact. It is possible to make it so that any board member can contact the attorney. That can work well, but it also, in my experience, tends to The it if there is ever an internal conflict on the board, what it ends up doing is I begin playing referee, which is not something that I enjoy. And it also tends to drive up your legal bills substantially if multiple people are calling me for, differing opinions on different topics. So you can talk amongst yourselves after I'm out of the room on how you want to do that. But most of the time, it's the board chair who's my primary contact, and then they can authorize others to get in touch if that's if they need to actually talk directly to me. That's kind of my elevator pitch. Do you have any specific questions that I can answer for you in all of that realm? For example, one of the things that I would be guiding you on if I was officially engaged as your attorney is that the conversation you had before convening the board meeting was very likely an illegal public meeting, and I would
Sure,
have
that makes
coached you
sense.
not to be talking amongst yourselves in that way. But we could talk about that. One of the things that I enjoy doing is training particularly new board members on the basics of those kinds of things to make sure you stay out of trouble.
We are all fresh as of this, at least the board members wise, this is all new for us. So
Yes.
we'll take any guidance that we can get.
It's exciting. No, I mean, this is not just me blowing. One of the things that I found that I really liked, I never intended to go into special districts work, but one of the things I find that I enjoyed right away and that appealed to me is the fact that for almost all special districts, the governing body are just members of the community, you know, who want to contribute something. And none of you are being paid. If you are, tell me because that's probably not okay. But you know, this is something you're doing as volunteers. And for me, that community role is a very important one. And it's fun to work with community members who are that invested in something like sanitary services or water services or fire or you know those kinds of things that special districts do. I'll open it up to any questions if you have them.
So one of the things that's going to come up fairly readily, or hopefully, is going to be the contract negotiations and stuff for the contractor for the project and stuff. Is that something your firm and or your support staff can support us in?
And when you say the project, are you, I gather from context that you are planning to do a big construction project. Is that
Yeah, so
correct?
the project in this instance is bringing the sewer main from the City of Redmond, who is currently building a wetlands project that we were going to benefit from by being able to take our effluent there. And
Okay.
so we don't have to have a treatment facility per se. So once that's the project is connecting our system, which we have a little bit in underneath the Highway 97 because they were ahead of our schedule. And then we will be able to hook up customers. Until that the project happens, we don't have any way of providing anybody service.
Okay.
So,
And where is that in process, if I can ask? Is it just a
Brian,
pipe
why don't you
dream at
kind
this
of.
point, pardon the pun, or is it just a are you are has that process already in happening? Oh, you've got
No,
drawings.
yeah, it's no, it's not underway, but it's under design.
Is this where your handy dandy Ryan Rudnick PE was helpful? Is that
This is Handy Dandy Ryan is, yes, very helpful.
Okay, so you have the drawings. So at this point, are you getting ready to start putting together invitations to bid and so on? Are you that far
Exactly.
along?
We're getting
Yeah.
closer to that. We're not quite there, but I'd say within the next 6 months we will be. So,
Okay.
Ryan, you can probably speak
Yeah.
about that a little more clearly.
Yeah, we got this to a 90% design level and sent it out for DEQ plan review,
Okay.
for City of Redmond review and comment. We received those back to Schutz County and the district. So we have all these comments collected, but due to a number of factors and unforeseen circumstances, we ran out of budget. And so the project's been kind of on hold for about a year now. But pending, this additional design funding becoming available, the plan would be to resume this work, implement those comments, get DEQ plan review approval, and then prepare the invitation to bid. That's work that our firm can do as an owner's rep in a sort of owner's rep advisory services role, or if that's something you'd like to take on or assist with, that's another thing we could consider or another approach.
The either approach can work. My preference, since you have someone on already on board as who can be your owner's rep, my preference is to have your engineer take the lead on in that role. My role at that point would be working directly with the engineer to review things, make sure they comply with all legal requirements. Giving you know, the blessing on the invitation to bid and the contract documents. The technical side of things is not my expertise. That's why you have an engineer. But my role is to sort of work with your engineer and make sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. Frankly, working with engineers is one of the professionals I enjoy working with the most because they appreciate the level of detail that your lawyer wants to see. So yeah, that's typically how that would work. It sounds like you're already kind of got the infrastructure in place to move forward that way. Can I ask, what's the estimated construction cost? Do we know that yet?
We do. We prepared a detailed cost estimate at the 90% level. Let's see, this looks like the latest one. And while there may have been some inflation occur between then and now,
Do you think?
we padded it, given that it was a class two estimate. So there's a high end and a low end range. We also did account for escalation to the time of project construction, so that was built into the estimate. But ballpark range for this is, I would say, between $5 and $7 million.
Okay. And your sources of funding, it's not, you said you ran out of money. Are you anticipating getting a cash infusion from somewhere?
The clean water, well, let's see. The first, what there was before was ARPA funding, coronavirus
Mm-hmm.
relief funds.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of one time. Sorry, this is my face. There was just some kind of anomalous funding, that came out. It was available to the county.
Okay.
This is our first contract with the district. So that was everything that we had been running on previously was county funding or
Yeah.
allocated by the county.
Okay.
And so Kristen can speak more to the funding, various funding sources for various things, but the Clean Water State Revolving Fund is the primary funding source. The district is currently on the intended use plan. We got them on the plan years ago with an application, design and construction application. And so the 7.8 million or whatever we had for the project is on the intended use plan. So pending the final exhibits that they need, that money's there for the district, including 2 million of principal forgiveness. And then Kristen's been doing a great job to try to replace as much of that debt as possible with grant funds.
Could I talk to
Okay.
that briefly, just so she understands like what we're paying for what with right now?
Yep.
So at the beginning of last year, I think we got 25,000 from the county through ARPA funding that basically paid for admin, insurance, stuff like that. And then we did receive a Clean Water State Revolving Planning. They call it a loan, but it's kind of a grant loan. It's 100% forgivable,
It's a forgivable loan, yeah.
Yes, and that was for annexation and the district management plan, which I believe is a contract you reviewed for
Okay.
us. So part of that's already been done, and we're still getting reimbursed for that. And the remaining we'll use for the remaining of the year for the district management plan and possible further annexation. We also received a Business Oregon Housing Infrastructure Support Fund grant for $100,000. And
Nice.
that will be to be used for finalizing the remaining of the design, since, as we mentioned, it's only 90%, getting the contract out through the permitting process and out to bid. And so I
Okay.
think one of our bigger questions was, can Parametrics act as a continuing consultant for the remaining of that design, 10% design bid and permitting process?
The short answer is yes. There's statutory authority that says that you can directly award a professional services contract if it's a continuation of work that's already been performed. And it sounds like that would be the obvious authority for just keeping them on board. It would be a contract extension basically, but you would have the ability to just appoint them directly to that
Even
work.
though the original contract was with Deschutes County, but they did it for the sanitary district.
Probably.
Okay.
When was is in my understanding that Parametrics was contracting with the county at some point and now has come aboard and contracted directly with the district. Is that
Yes, because
correct?
there was no district when we started this
Right.
project. So, yes.
2017.
Yeah, where I know. Yeah, I know. COVID kind of threw this big sort of hiccup in everything, and it's almost like there was the before times, and then there was this weirdness, and now we're starting over again. My guess, my sense of it, without looking directly back at the statute, is yes, I think we can get there using that same authority. I would have to double check it, and probably you'll need a board resolution that explains that you're doing it, but that's something I can help you draft. So if we when you guys are done, I probably won't stay for your entire meeting, but if you end up at the end of the meeting having a list of things, to touch base back with me on, that would probably be one of them. Tell me if you need a preparation of a resolution to that effect. Okay, so you're getting a series of loans and grants, it sounds like. Do we and that sounds like it's in process. So at this point, you don't have all of the funds available yet, but you're working on
Well,
it.
Linda, could I mention
Or
our
do
other
you?
thing that I talked to you
Yeah.
about?
Now,
Okay.
we basically what we know is, I don't think the governor signed it yet, but the deal's been struck. So go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So we
Okay. It's
applied
exciting.
for the lottery funds with the
Oh,
state,
yeah.
and we are slated to be awarded $2.4 million for the
Nice.
project. So that
Nice.
is
Some of
going
that money
to
is mine, you know. A
it.
lot, but some of
Thank you.
it.
Yeah. So we are in the bill, the Senate Bill 5701. And I
Okay.
believe that's getting its first reading today and second reading tomorrow, but it is slated to be approved and signed by the governor. So, assuming that all goes well, then we have that funding, which I believe they sell those bonds like next spring. So, we
Okay.
would get that funding for the construction next spring. So, that's kind of an exciting piece of information that we just kind of
Way to
heard this
go.
week. So,
Nice. Very nice. Yeah. The there, you know, as you have used, as you've found, it sounds like you in particular, Kristen, is that there is money out there, but it's work to go
it's
find it.
work.
And it
It's
sounds
a
like
lot
you've
of
done
work.
that.
This is the
Yeah, it is a lot.
second
And
time we've
yeah.
applied for this, and then we've also applied for the federal funding, which we'll find out probably in June, I would assume.
Okay. Well,
So.
I just, but for whatever it's worth, I just got an email today from a client who just got $7 million. They were told today from FEMA to do water system improvements, seismic improvements, and they felt like they'd won the lottery. So that
Definitely.
it happens. So
It
even
happens.
under the current administration, there's money coming, which is nice to
Yes.
see.
Yes. So I'm very happy to hear about this. So anyway,
I'll
and I
bet.
don't think the rest
So,
of the board knows about this because I literally just heard about this. So, yeah, so we have some money, guys.
well,
yay. So,
Kristen, like Ryan said, my understanding is we're approved through DEQ for the rest of that money, which we have to finish the plans, get the permits, get the bids, do all
Yes.
that stuff, and then a portion of that is forgivable as well, right?
Correct. Correct. So
Okay.
we'll have about 4.4 in forgivable funds if we use the entire, if we max out this Clean Water State Revolving Fund
Okay.
forgivable portion. So
Right. Right.
and
So
so that's
there
kind of
is,
exciting.
I think to answer Elaine's, we do have funds in place subject to we have to finish some requirements before those will be available.
Okay. And do any of those have a matching component where you guys have to
No.
pony up some funds to get it, or it sounds like they're all
We've already
forgivable,
kind
either
of.
grants or forgivable loans. Good. That's nice. So it doesn't sound like
Well,
you.
they're not 100% forgivable.
Okay. There's
The
part like 50%.
Clean Water State Revolving Fund is 100% forgivable, but the Clean Water State Revolving Fund construction is 50% forgivable up to $2 million.
Okay.
So if we took out 4, we'd get 2. If we took out 3.5, we'd get half of that.
Okay.
Yeah,
Isn't there
if
a
that makes sense.
grace period in there for us to kind of get our feet under the ground and get some money coming in too?
Yes, but
Did
I think
you
interest accrues during that grace period is what I
hear? Right,
understand.
but
So we don't want to sign that until we need it.
right, yeah,
Yeah.
but there is a period because right off the bat, we're not going to just have a big, you know, it's going to take a while for us to start cash flowing, which is probably understandable for, I mean, any small entity.
Do
And
you have a tax rate, or are you intending to survive on charges?
rates and fees. Yeah.
Rates and
So
fees,
our
rates and fees.
original kind of direction that we felt the community was giving us, and the way we wanted to do this was to not force the town in, not town, but the community, because we didn't feel like we were going to necessarily get favorable response. We did that. So we are trying to be expressly, please come in if you would like, but if you don't want to, we're not going to force you in. And so I'm not sure that was the best decision originally, but we've moved a long ways down that road at this point. So that's our intent.
Okay.
Well,
And
and
is,
City
oh,
of
I'm sorry.
Bend, oh, sorry, though we're talking. City of Bend and Linda has worked extensively with them, and what they've done is incentivized people to hook up within the first 2 years with a substantially lower rate. Isn't that correct, Linda?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
just a little background on my personal background. I used to be a Deschutes County Commissioner, and I actually worked on a sewer plan for Terrebonne in about 1998.
Really?
And
What happened?
well, back then the commu there wasn't a community will to actually make it happen. But as property has become real scarce and property values have gone up, and of course we've got a huge problem in Terrebonne where people just need to have a sewer option, and the commercial area in particular has really suffered. And so Guy Vernon and his son went out in what, 2016 or 2017, and they were able to get over 120 people to sign a petition saying we need the sewer in Terrebonne. And so they were able to convince one of our current county commissioners, Patty Adair, to move forward on this. And so she was our real champion, and she said, okay, we're going to get you some money. And then they talked myself and Ryan into helping them, and Nancy Blankenship, who was the county clerk. So we put a team together, and over the course of a few years, we were able to make this happen. And one of the reasons why the county kept funding this group is this is one of the best groups I've worked with. And I've been in politics, and I was a mayor before this, and this is one of the most qualified, hardworking boards I've ever been involved with. And so they just kept saying, hey, these guys are doing, great work, and so we're going to keep this going. And so and we had quite a few challenges on the way. We had somebody actually challenge us and force us to an election, and then of course with COVID. And so now it's really paying off because we've got more money coming in, and it appears we're going to have some developers that are going to jump on board, which will reduce this slightly reduce our SDC charge, but it would make a big difference in the monthly fee we would have to charge folks in Terrebonne. So it's been exciting, and then we were able to talk Katie into serving on the board. She's our secretary. She's all the board also contracts with her as well as myself. To get things going, and it won't be long. They can actually hire someone to do all this as an employee. But it's pretty exciting.
That is very exciting. Look at
Very.
that. Look at that community will to make that happen. Good for you
Oh,
guys. That's amazing.
they've done a great job.
So am I understanding, do you guys currently have an SDC ordinance? I was going to ask whether that's something that you are intending to add to your arsenal for funding.
It's not yet. It
That's
is in.
what Ryan's working on.
Oh, Ryan's, well, okay, good. Well,
Yes.
that's another thing that I can help with if needed. But if Ryan's working on, I can help you with drafting an ordinance or a resolution or reviewing yours if you have it.
I think that would be best. I'm not
Okay.
trying to play lawyer by any means. So I think
And I don't
resolution.
want to be an engineer. All
So
right,
it's good
good.
we're both on the team here.
I went to law school because math wasn't really my thing.
Honestly, the SDC ordinance will be, I think, a joint effort between you, me, and a financial consultant
Okay.
to do the rate study. But what
Right.
I would contribute is the infrastructure quantities, assets, costs.
Perfect.
And I think finalizing the design is the first step. Let me get an updated estimate for this project cost. It'd be best to even do it after it's bid if we can do that. I don't know. It's kind of a chicken and egg situation, you know, to see, you know, it's like see price in cart, you know, for online shopping or whatnot. But, you know, we
Yeah,
got to
well,
bid
and
it
in
and then we
it,
see, and then we can tell the customer, you know, the customers what their SDCs would be. So,
yeah,
but I think we could get
okay.
pretty close with an engineer's estimate if need maybe, but somewhere along the line, either an engineer's estimate or a bid cost, we can then feed those numbers into someone like Deb Gilardi. Maybe you worked with her or other rate consultants, Eco Northwest.
Yeah, Eco Northwest, I know for sure. Yeah.
And then they can do the math for the SDCs. That can be an exhibit to the resolution that you would draft. And then we've got an official document. But in this district management plan that's part of this agenda, we'll get to later. The purpose of the management plan is just to kind of put on paper the ideas and the way that the district intends to operate. I wouldn't see it as legally binding, though it may include in an appendix things that are legally binding for reference, like ordinances and whatnot. But it's more so of just like a how do things work as a place to find answers to common questions, like, you know. But yeah, it'd be great to have you involved in that as much as it makes sense. And
Great.
the board directs.
Yeah, you'll need some form of capital improvement plan as a starting point. It sounds like if your management plan includes that you'll need that plus the rate methodology in order to get the SDCs, but Brian knows all that. It's good. I mean, when you said developers, immediately my flag went up. Wait a minute, you can cash in on some of this if you act quickly. Great.
One thing that's also in process, we'll say process, the zoning and comprehensive plan of Terrebonne is very old and based on people having to have a large enough lot to have a house, a septic, and a backup field. So they being Deschutes County is starting the process to change the comprehensive plan and modify the zoning, and that's going to kick off April 7th. This is all kind of changing Terrebonne, right? And one of the things that came up in this too is the school is limited on occupation by the size of their septic tank, and
Oh, interesting. Okay.
they're saying if the attendance there grows that they will have to ship the people from Terrebonne to Redmond in buses, and so they're advocating for this as well. So we have some pent up demand there for immediate hookup. And it's a lot of things are happening because of this.
It looks that way. A lot of moving pieces right now.
Right, it is. And I feel they're moving in the right direction. We've been kind of sitting with the parking brake on for about 30 years, so
No, you're cooking with gas at this point, it sounds like.
Two other contextual items. Do you have anything more there, Guy?
No, that's just it kind of went along with SDCs and this and how the only other thing I can say is I don't know if it's worth mentioning is the 25-foot lots where a lot of these existing properties I mean, we're gonna have legal advice on that. There are a lot of these properties are sitting on pre-platted lots, as many as 5 or 6 lots, just to get a house, a septic. They're pre-platted, and what the county is saying is they will become usable with a sanitary sewer. And so we will have to have some vehicle, so to make that happen.
Okay, that sounds like a conversation, an ongoing conversation with the county,
Right. I
since
don't think
they
it's
handle.
something you're necessarily going to be involved in particularly, but you're going to need the knowledge of it.
Well, when we get down to dealing with the homeowners, there will have to be some sort of an agreement, that they want to hook up and they have to pay, and right, we'll have to have some sort of a legal document. I'm imagining, right?
That's regardless of whether they're 25-foot lots or 10,000 square foot lots.
You'll if it isn't already in process, you what you will need is an ordinance that basically describes the requirements for connecting to the system and so on. So that'll kind of be on your short list of things to do soon.
Right.
We do have a
Is
sewer
that
use ordinance.
something that, Ryan, is that something that was under your umbrella, or is that outside?
The sewer use ordinance is already
Yeah. There.
Done.
We
Yeah.
fleshed it out.
Yeah, it'd be great to get your feedback on that in case you see any red flags in it. But
So
we worked through
it's
that.
been prepared but not yet adopted. Is that right?
Adopted. It
It's been
was a
adopted. Oh, it was
emergency
adopted.
revolving
Okay.
fund
All right. So
requirement.
it exists. But yeah, no, I'd be happy to take a look at it if that's helpful.
Okay.
Cool. Well, yeah. So that piece of it's done.
Yeah, I mean, there's still more perhaps to be done about a service application that really spells out the nuts and bolts of what it means to connect and what the costs are and the procedures. So the district management plan will maybe describe that generally, but a legally binding service application would be then the next step.
Well, and we
But it's
have to have easements to access, because what's going to have, they'll have that existing septic tank that will need to be pumped, and then we're just taking the effluent to it's just a gray water system. It isn't a gravity fed, it's just a pressurized effluent, and then we will be required to pump the septic tank, so we're going to need some sort of an easement on this property so we can access for maintenance and pumping. And where they start, where their pipe starts and ours begins, that's going to have to be defined legally.
In your management plan that is sounds like it's going to be discussed today, if it isn't already there, there's some basic sort of nuts and bolts governance stuff that need to be in place. You'll need a public records policy that's required by law. You should have some public contracting rules sooner rather than later because you're going to need those. And
Those
I
are
can help.
adopted.
Are those already adopted? Okay, good. Whatever kinds of, I don't know what kind of training you guys are doing with respect to public meetings training. Violate, but as of a couple years ago now, the violations of meetings laws is an ethics violation for you guys, which is personal liability. So that's going to be important that everybody knows how to comply with the public meetings laws. If you need training in that area, I can do it, or the Special Districts Association might be able to send someone out. I'm trying to walk through in my mind kind of the preliminary paperwork, and you've made a lot of progress already. If you have a rules and regulations ordinance that addresses connections, public contracting rules, I'd be curious to get a copy of those, Ryan or whomever, if you have them handy at some point.
I can put this in the chat. The webpage has their policies.
Oh, okay. If you wouldn't mind just sending me that, because once I leave the room, I'm not sure I can access the chat.
Okay, yep.
It isn't obviously immediately required yet, but before long you'll be getting public records requests. Do you have a public records policy yet? You do. Okay, wow. All right. You don't need me.
Yes, we do.
Just getting
Yes,
started.
we do.
Just getting started.
Yes, we
Definitely
do.
need to.
Okay. And you have your initial sort of kind of housekeeping resolution that says when your meetings will be held and where they will be held and all that kind of stuff. Do you have that? You have a board duties policy. Look at this. Did you generate all this stuff, Ryan, or is this coming from some other source?
Was this from SDAO?
I can't remember how we all came about it,
If you have
but
policies from SDAO, it's highly likely that I wrote them. So,
perfect.
perfect.
yeah. At least when they give me the opportunity, then they take it and make changes, and then I see it again, and I'm like, this is not the same. Okay. Those
Smart
are,
person.
you've come a long way. You guys are better prepared than most to do what you're doing. So good for you.
I think this one addresses meetings and whatnot. But yeah, I can email, or maybe Katie can, as a depending
Oh,
on
are
your point of contact.
those are all on the website?
They're all on the
Oh,
website.
well, all right. I can go look at them on the website. That's fine.
The one
You
thing
don't
that's
have to
kind of
send them.
an anomaly is the policies are there's one that's separate. So ordinances,
Yeah.
we have the sewer ordinance kind of separate under updates. So you'd find everything under policy, governance policies, and then the sewer use ordinance is a little hard to find, but it's right there. And that this is the one I was most involved in because it's more technical in nature.
Okay. And I will not do any work unless I have been authorized to do it. So I won't independently go through all those, but if you would like me to and provide feedback, let me know and I'll put them on a list of things to do.
I'll let the district decide that.
Yeah.
That's what we have, just for context.
Good. Excellent. And I'm impressed that it's already all up on your website. Very good. Does anybody have anything else you want to know from me or anything that you, any of your story that you feel like I should know before we start this journey?
I guess one other thing that I don't know if you have experience in is like we did an annexation of additional properties last year, but that was through the county. We are potentially annexing more properties. Is that something you're familiar with as well
Yes,
into
I've
the
helped with
district?
that.
Okay,
Yeah,
great.
have they been mostly consent annexations? Are these people who are willingly joining? Yeah,
Yes,
okay. Yeah, those are pretty easy. But yes, if you
100%.
good, that's what you want. And if you count, yeah, those are fairly easy in the county usually doesn't need a whole lot other
Okay.
than they tell you what they need. But I can help with that if you need it, or if there's a set if you end up needing to do an annexation election, I can also walk you through that process as well if necessary. It sounds like your relationship with the county is very good, and that they're a wonderful resource for stuff like that as well.
Yeah, they've been very helpful.
Well, this benefits the county as much as it does this group of board members. I mean, this
It
has
sounds like it. Yeah, you're solving a problem for them. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple other context points I was going to make earlier was about the projects that are going on at the same time, which have also contributed to this project's success. It's aligned with the ODOT project, Highway 97 and Lower Bridgeway, big highway
Okay.
project to improve how traffic flows through Terrebonne. As a part of that, they were able to work in a portion of the sewer system. So it's already been constructed by ODOT's crews. And that'll be transferred over to the district, those assets and the line work and the files and whatnot associated with that. So the district already has the pipes in the ground for the construction or for the
Oh,
commercial.
nice.
Some
Okay,
of them,
great.
yes.
What about $2 million worth? Is that?
Yeah, I think the funding allocated for it was 1 million, but I wouldn't be surprised if it has crept beyond that 1 million.
And then also the sanitary connection to the city.
So
You
yes,
got,
on the
yep. Go
go
ahead,
ahead.
speak up. No, you go ahead. You
So
got the
then on the
domino effect.
downstream end for discharge, we've been working with City of Redmond because concurrently they were working on a new wetlands complex, a constructed wetlands treatment system to replace the one they have in the canyon currently. And so that is miles closer to Terrebonne. and started that discussion during when they were in design, and coordinated an interconnection and spent a fair amount of time meeting and developing an IGA, which is now executed by the county, the district, and the city to provide wastewater treatment and disposal for TerraBond. And so really TerraBond's just a collection system. And then
Okay.
they're outsourcing the treatment and disposal to the city of Redmond. And there's a structure there for repayment for both the infrastructure and the ongoing kind of wastewater operations through rates with a metered
Okay.
discharge.
And
So there's
that's,
some
yeah, sorry, that's our kind of our goalpost is they're currently under construction on that project. Realistically, if we had the pipes in the ground at the moment, we still couldn't serve anybody because it's nowhere to go to yet. But as soon as
Yeah.
they're done, we can be done, is what we're trying to time out for.
The county and the state and federal funding altogether so far to date has been about $3.2 million into the project. And that includes the ODOT project capacity within Redmond and then forming the district and all those other wonderful things. So we've been very lucky to be that supported.
What is the in your within the current geographic boundaries of the district, what's the population? How many people do you expect you'll be serving?
We're looking at serving off the bat 160 EDUs. So
Okay.
that's estimated dwelling units, which could be what, 2 to 4 people per house. But some of those
Right.
EDUs are schools or restaurants, which are more than one EDU. So that's the
Okay.
goal for original hookup. I think
Okay.
without the changing of any zoning or lot size by the county, I think the max is what, 366 in that zone, Ryan? In
Yeah,
phase
I
A?
think 400 sounds right.
Yeah. So, with the change in zoning, that could change significantly.
Right.
Well,
And that's just a
I
small
think
section of Terrebonne. There's two other zones that we want to expand to, but I think we're looking at it more expanding organically than by phase at this point with annexations. So.
Well, and I think Redmond has capacity for 800 ADUs, doesn't it, Ryan? For us, the treatment plant.
Sounds
They've got
familiar.
capacity for far more than that, but as
Well,
far as
we've
what
paid
they've
for
paid in
capacity
for,
of that much.
yeah.
We've reserved that much capacity.
Yeah.
We've paid for some and reserved some, isn't that correct, Tim?
Yeah. Yep. So an additional 1.2 million roughly is owed to the City of Redmond over 20 years. And they're expecting the same interest rate that they're paying the Clean Water State Revolving Fund. And so we've modeled that in our pro formas. And we've tracked that out for them. Yeah, the sense we get is that they can work with the district on that. You know, they're not going to be expecting necessarily consistent payments throughout the entire period. You know, it might take a couple years for the district to get up and running, but generally, what they've conveyed is in 20 years they want that back with interest. So yeah, this shows the some of the population estimates. So yeah, we're in that 300 person range for the first
Okay.
phase. But currently, we're kind of
300 residents, not person.
residents. Yeah, and we've already annexed 100 more properties, roughly. So we're somewhere between phase A and phase B in terms of scale at this point, though not all of those are, near the infrastructure up front.
Not all
The
serviceable.
exactly.
And am I understanding correctly that the area is not under some kind of DEQ mandate? You haven't been ordered to put in a sewer system or anything, that this is all just voluntary?
Yes.
Okay.
But there are failing systems out there that have no other options.
Yeah.
Illegal.
It's not common, but it's definitely there. Okay.
And there's
What
a
they
lot
did
of.
in a lot of cases in the old days was drill a well, put some dynamite down there, and dump your sewage in there. It's called a drill hole. And there are several of those that are still in existence that DEQ would really like to see go away.
Okay. They haven't ordered it ordered anybody to do it yet. They just aren't happy.
They're just happy we're
Okay.
making progress.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
For most systems, they're regulated by the Deschutes County Environmental Health Department.
Okay.
Larger systems with the WPCF permit, like Kristen's and Guy's, are regulated by DEQ. But generally, it seems that, Todd doesn't want to put anyone out of business. They have no other option. They've been working with people with failing systems, but as soon as the system is available, they won't be able to renew or issue repair permits, right? So in that at that point, they'll have no option but to connect for super service.
Okay.
And the failure rate in Terrebonne, the problem with Terrebonne, you're probably not familiar, it's a, really a rock plateau. And so how many lots of this? It's like 300 lots that are unbuildable because you can't get a septic permit on them. Isn't that right, Ryan? Yeah. So what Linda's saying is the county's going to benefit this greatly. And I've had a couple joking talks with them about they should fund it because the revenue they're going to get off of property taxes, the return on investment would be substantial. Anyway.
The other thing that they're going to get is some affordable housing, and that's why the county is going to make changes within the comprehensive plan and their ordinances. This is already kind of a done deal. They're going through the process, but that the county all well we're soon to go from three county commissioners to five,
Okay,
and
good
now
idea.
everybody is on board. This is where some growth needs to occur, and now that there's sewer, the water district has substantial water. They're going to make the changes necessary, and that's going to all of a sudden open up the floodgate of development.
Good news.
Yeah.
Amazing what a sanitary system can help accomplish, huh?
Yeah.
And most people don't really even think about it.
We've been thinking about it a lot in
Yeah, you guys have been thinking about
the
it. Most people just want to flush what they flush and have their water turn on and off, and that's about all that they want to know about.
Totally.
Great.
So, do you have any specific questions for us, or I feel comfortable that you have the sort of knowledge we're looking for, and I presume everybody else does, but I want to make sure you know about us and any other questions you might have.
I'm impressed. Their special districts almost by definition tend to be very unsophisticated, but you guys are, it's amazing what you've accomplished. Good for you. It'll be fun to work with you.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, if you're I'll bow out of your meeting shortly, but if you in the course of the meeting come up with some things that you would specifically like me to be working on, let me know.
Okay, and we'll just sort determine who the point of contact will be and all that sort of fun stuff too. So.
I'm a little unclear on, I might as well ask you, are we allowed to make decisions and vote during a work session?
Technically, yes, you can, as long as it was a properly noticed meeting and the public has, been invited to attend, whether they show up or not. You technically can. Some
Okay.
people feel you. Some people feel you shouldn't, they are legally binding decisions if you make them.
Okay. Yeah, because it sounds like we have a few decisions to make. I did go to Tim and I went to the class there, so it's like, oh.
FDAO conference.
And
Okay.
so
The public meetings training was ethic somebody from the ethics commission put that on, or was that the one that SDAO put on themselves?
FDAO.
Yeah.
Okay.
There
Do you
was
remember who taught it?
I could just describe potentially, but I can't tell you a name.
What man, was it a man or a woman? I'm just curious who they're using.
It was a
Was
man.
that?
A
It was a
man.
man?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that from the sounds of it, he's kind of a veteran. He's been there for a while, so I'm not. I don't
I'd
remember.
probably know the name if I heard it. It doesn't really matter. I'm just curious. I was not at the conference this year, so I'm curious.
Yeah, it was lengthy but informative. Lots of rules, and
There are lots of rules. Yes, there are.
And lots of ways they drummed at home about messaging, emails, or any kind of talking outside of two people or a quorum. That kind of drove that home pretty hard. So anyhow.
Good, good. Sometimes you have to be reminded, but
yes.
Yeah, I'm glad you got that training.
Yeah. No, that's good. Keep us out of trouble. Hopefully.
Yeah, I always feel like, you know, when I explain to people that I'm not really a litigator, I say if I'm doing my job correctly, my clients should not need to litigate. But the goal is to keep you out of trouble, to your point.
Yeah, towards that end, you know, again, none of us being attorneys, we did have Jordan Ramos helping us out earlier, and all of us being new to the situation, we're all, you know, somewhat hesitant about knowing what liabilities we actually have and stuff, you know, and so reassurance or clarifications are probably going to be common.
For members, just stay within your course and scope. Know what your course and scope is as a board member and stay in it. Then you have protections. Even if you mess up, you have liability protections under the law.
Course and scope. That should be a good another work session conversation.
That's right.
I think the scope's been pretty wide.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming, and it was really nice.
Yes.
I very much appreciate it, and
sure thing.
I'll let somebody else talk, but thank you from me.
Thank you
My
from
pleasure.
Me as well.
Thank you so much.
Good to meet you.
Thanks, you guys. I'll talk with you all later.
All right, Eileen.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
She seemed like a very appropriate person.
She's excellent.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, she wrote the book, it sounds like. So
yeah, great. Literally. Good
yeah.
Job. No, when I went, that's what I said. When I went and I heard her speak in Bend, she was teaching a course, and I was impressed with her then. Just her, you know, she knew there was no stumbling. The question, the Q&A afterwards, she was just like she was there. So
nice.
I think it'll be, personally, just think it's a good asset. I think we should go forward with getting her to write whatever she needs to write so we can go forward with parametrics. Then I don't know if we have to vote on that or whatever, but that's...
Yeah, you should vote on that.
Okay.
And vote on that today?
Yeah.
Or do you want to wait for the meeting? Okay.
I would go ahead and move to do that.
Okay.
I move.
Does Tim have to initiate that?
You can make a motion.
Okay, I make the motion that we go forward with Elaine as counsel. I think we've already done that, and that she prepares the necessary documents to hire parametrics to complete the drawings that are in the Clean Water Revolving Fund. Does that make sense?
I believe it does.
And also get it out to bid and permitting.
Right.
Yep.
Yes.
I second that.
All right. So a motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor, aye.
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 No opposed. So motion passed.
Okay. And so then the next, we have to, personally, I think Katie should be the person that contacts, because she's been kind of keeping track of everything.
I think that's a perfect idea if Katie's available for doing that.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if we need to make a motion on that, but I think it's just as long as we all understand that we're not supposed to contact the attorney directly. We contact Katie and she refers questions to the attorney.
Yeah, I thought that was a great idea. It just eliminates a whole bunch of problems. And then you have someone who is good at keeping track of the comings and goings. So we'll have a record of what happened. And yeah, that's perfect. I was just like, yeah, that's that. We don't have to wonder about it. It's just that's the way it's going to be.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome. Real quickly, when you guys get a chance, I put up a newsletter on the
Okay.
website so you can look at it.
It's on the
And
website, you said?
yeah,
Okay.
Nice.
I'm going to
One
add
of
more to it, but just so you know, you guys can look at it. And
the Okay. Maybe
Awesome.
when we get the governor signing that grant, we can add that to it.
I think that
Oh.
just, we've already said so, but awesome. Great job.
Yeah. No, it's
Yeah.
exciting.
Well, calling around and talking to people, no one that I talked to had any idea about the county comprehensive plan meeting.
They haven't formally initiated it yet,
They
that I'm
haven't.
aware of.
It's on the web page now, the
It,
first open house.
it's on it's on their website because I
okay.
directed people to go look at it, but they're just like, well, how are we supposed to know? So I guess just if you know somebody that's in the area, I reached out to the people that you could give me contact numbers to, Ryan, and they all were
Give
pretty
us a little
positive.
better briefing on that guy.
What's that? A little
Give
bit.
us a little better update on each who you talked to and
Okay,
what
well,
you
I
got.
talked to Mike Walker. Really, a different conversation than what you and I had had. I asked him, what he'd been doing. He's got some family issues. His father was diagnosed with, I don't remember if it was Alzheimer's or dementia, kind of a long, drawn-out thing, and I believe he passed. And so he just said, I really haven't been thinking about anything, and that's why I haven't been in contact. He's pleased with what happened. I talked to Ryan. I guess he's got a couple of the properties he owned actually has pipe in front of it now because they were part of that
Right.
ODOT. He said
Okay.
he'd be more than happy to come to a board meeting, be involved a little bit more. He's enthusiastic about it. I told you there's a lot of people. When I told him about the comprehensive plan, he's just that didn't. He's like, oh, I've heard this so many times. These people don't
Sure.
do anything, right? And so anyway, that was that. Mike Morris is.
It's more, by the way, just
Oh,
more.
okay, more. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Won't offend me, but might offend you.
Yeah. No, I just thank you for correcting me. He's working on getting his system rebuilt and is getting closer on that. He explained the technical aspects of it, but he said he's going to try to make the meetings. He's apologized for not coming. He's still interested. But not ready to commit. But he said just with the timetable and everything, he was under a gun to get that done. So he ponied up to get his treatment plant recertified, is my understanding with him. I talked to the veterinary people. They're all for it. He said he's been waiting 30 years to get rezoned. He goes, they gave me a conditional use to build this because it was not a commercial. And they told him when he did it in 1995 that within the year that it would be rezoned, that he should, because he wanted to go in for a zone change. And he goes, here we are 30 years later. He said we could use his name, that he's all for it. He has extra property that he would like to develop. I talked to Abbas Pump and well, but apparently she has retired and has an office manager. And so the office manager, she said, well, is it Janet Abbas?
Could be.
Yeah, that sounds right.
She is involved but isn't in the office all the time. But anyway, I gave her all the information. I gave her our website, the county website, and she said that she would pass it along. I talked, it was kind of the same deal with the llama farm. I got the manager of the and
Rachel.
I don't know if that was her name or not. Anyway, I didn't get a hold of the owners, but I talked to them and they were enthusiastic about it. What was the other guy's name? Lauren?
Lauren
Matheson.
Yeah,
Yep.
Lauren. And he's going ahead to develop his property with septic because he said the timeline was too far out. And he's an excavator. I guess he does a lot of the hookups and stuff for Terrebonne Water. He said Dan always calls him when they have problems. He's sold his excavating company to somebody else, and he's done a bunch of work. Up in Eagle Crest, he said Eagle Crest would be a good one to look at because it's a similar type system. We could look at their hookups, rules, regulations, documents, and stuff. And he was really nice. He called me back the next day and he said, if the board needs any help or if Ryan needs any help, he'd be more than happy to come and talk to us because he's done a whole bunch of it. And, I asked him if he would be willing to work for us, and he says, well, he's not sure. He's just kind of trying to get out of it, but he may be going to go into development, but he's happy to give us assistance.
Like a manager or
I don't know. He just said he's
approved
going to
contractor?
talk. I'm not sure what he, we didn't discuss employment or anything, but to give advice on how to do what needs to be done, he's physically done that kind of work before. So it was kind of a long conversation I had with the guy, and it was pretty informative. And and there was one other person I talked to. I can't remember who it was, but anyway, we kind of went through the list, and some of the people didn't answer their phone. So, but
Perfect. Generally positive.
yeah. Yeah, and Mike Walker's, he's like, well, you guys are going forward. We want to do that. And he's just been kind of in a rough spot. He said,
Yep, that happens.
he goes, I haven't had time to think about anything.
Okay. Thank you. So, do we want to try and continue through the agenda here, or I think we took up a little more time with, is it Elaine or Eileen? Eileen.
It's Eileen.
I think it's
All
Eileen,
yeah.
right, well, no consensus there. Eileen.
Well, I'm kind of out of time, but if there's something that we need to vote on or something, I can stick around for a little bit. I kind of budgeted an hour and we're at an hour and 15.
I don't think you have anything else you have to vote on, is there, Katie?
No.
I think.
There is.
Ryan, are you feeling like you need some direction or information to help your end?
It's okay. We can just we can call it where we're at.
Yeah.
I guess the main thing that would be helpful to kind of look at big picture is just confirmation of schedule. This might also play into your newsletter, Katie,
Okay.
and just general discussions, just to make sure we're all on the same page. Did everyone have a chance to look at that high level schedule? Just we're kind of
I
thinking
did, yeah.
Is that
draft.
bar chart?
Yep.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Where
Kevin
is
wanted
that at? Is that something you were just sharing?
part of the attachments.
This is one of
Oh.
the agenda items or attachments, but this is the
Oh,
general,
yeah. Okay, I saw that.
so we're here. I
Okay.
guess I could delete that because, or no, that's March, April. That's the thing. So March, April. So this year, sewer planning and district readiness, perhaps July, maybe sooner, we could start with final construction documents. It sounds like there's not likely to be a hangup with direct appointment if that's in the board's favor. And Aline can, provide some legal language justifying that per your public contracting policy and ORS A and B. we could look at May potentially. Then permitting, figure 3 months for that once we're done with design. Contractor bidding next spring. And then construction kind of on the tail of the wetlands complex. I thought it'd be best to stagger that. Maybe there's some level of overlap, but I think it might be beneficial to have Taylor Northwest in that bidding pool as one of multiple contractors looking at it. I'm not sure if putting it too much squarely into the summertime would preclude them from that or not, but there could be some real economy of scale, with them already mobilized and
And
just
where is their termination currently predicted for their wetlands? Is that?
their schedule. Summer 2027, unless Katie's got an inside scoop of the
I haven't heard
actual.
anything different. But
So we're
as far
running
as
low at this point.
contracting and bidding, there's a process. There's a website that we have to post it. And I'll find out all those details when we get closer to that, if you guys weren't already aware. So there is a place that you can post those and allows anyone to bid. So
The Premier Builders Exchange, Premier BX, is that what you're talking about?
there's a number of places you can have
yeah, I think it's the one that like the
notifications in
city
place.
uses in the county.
I'm gonna have to go, so.
Oh no, okay.
Okay. Do you need me for anything else?
Nope, I think we just call the work session ended. Thank you everybody for time and congratulations again, Kristen. Great job.
Oh yeah, that's
Yeah.
fantastic.
Yay, we have money.
That's
One question
fantastic.
on permitting. Is it take only 3 months for permitting? I just with other things that I've done permitting through, it just seems like it takes a long time through the county.
Well, this is through DEQ, and it's just
Okay,
open to
but
the
isn't there also
plans.
county permitting that we have to do or no?
No.
None.
Not unless there's
Maybe a
road.
right-of-way permit.
Yeah, road permitting stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can put more time to that. I think it's fair to say we can get an early start. Maybe even I could put the scope together. You can get it approved in April. We can get started in May. And then I think what would be prudent is to overlap that a little bit, give more time for approvals, but still generally springtime for contractor bidding and construction starting in summer. Is the board good with that?
I mean, now that we got money, sooner is better than later.
I think whatever overlaps the best with the Redmonds, like Redmond Wetlands Complex, like if there's some, savings to be had to have mobilization out there, and we don't want to miss it, but we also don't want to be in their way, I think, I would assume.
Right.
So.
Okay. So pending further coordination.
But great. All right, everybody. Thank you very
All
much.
right. Thank you
Have a great
guys.
day.
Yeah, you
Peace
too.
out.
Have a good
Great work.
evening.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
See you next month.
See you next
Okay.
month.
This month.
A few weeks.
Right.
I'm not going to be attending the board meetings though,
Right.
unless you
Oh,
request.
okay. That's right. All right, then.
Work
We'll
way
be
into
in
this.
touch.
And you got everything you need for the draw?
Yeah, I did. It was really weird though, the where your signature was, like the dates and the email
Overwrote it.
owner for it was weird. And I was like, so I sent it to him. I'm like, you kind of can read it. I mean, I don't know if they're going to kick that back. So we may have to re-sign it if that page, if that happens. So I'll see what they say. That'll give it a shot.
Sounds
But
good.
okay. Thanks for your help.
Yep. See you later.
Okay. Bye.